John S. Doyle has what it says in this morning's papers.
The Irish Times leads with the news that the government will press ahead with housing asylum seekers in County Clare, despite local protests, and that it plans to open centres in Santry, Clondalkin and Dunleary in Dublin for people seeking international protection in the coming months. "We won't Clare off" is how the Irish Daily Mirror headline writer sums up the response of those protesting in Inch, County Clare, against the accommodation of asylum seekers in their area. "Not an inch," says the Irish Daily Star, referring to the standoff between locals and the government. And that idea is taken up by the Times cartoonist Martin Turner, who shows an orange man in sash and bowler hat lending a placard to one Clare protester. It says "not an inch," but has been amended to read "not in inch." A blame game is unfolding over the shortage of accommodation for migrants, according to the Irish Daily Mail. With claims that the Cabinet is now at war, the paper says, the Minister for Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, said yesterday that he had availed of all usable offers of accommodation received from Cabinet colleagues. He also indicated that he would not travel to County Clare to meet protesters, but they were free to travel to Dublin to meet him. The boxer Katie Taylor is seen on most front pages, photographed in Dundrum, Dublin, yesterday. In the Irish Examiner and Irish Independent pictures by Stephen McCarthy and Neil Carson, respectively, she is sparring with 11-year-old Carly Burke at the shopping centre before her world title fight on Saturday against Chantelle Cameron. The Examiner leads with a report that the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, is due to tell the Dáil today that the full spectrum of options must be considered as part of a review of Ireland's military neutrality. The paper says he is expected to tell TDs that the country can no longer rely on its geographic isolation for security, nor isolate itself from world events. Domestic violence is the main topic for the Independent. A new domestic violence register, promised after the murder of Jennifer Poole by her ex-partner in 2021, has been cast into serious doubt amid legal concerns, writes Ellen Coyne. Documents released under Freedom of Information show that officials in the Department of Justice had flagged concerns with such a proposal, including legal advice from the Attorney General. There is more violence in the Irish Sun's lead story. It's about what the paper calls a sickening attack by a gang on a 14-year-old boy who was walking home from school in Navan, County Meath, on Monday. And the attack, in which the boy's teeth were broken and which was filmed and put on social media, gets much coverage in other papers too. The Sun highlights the response of the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar. He called the ambush horrifying and said, "I really want to send my solidarity out to the person who was harmed and injured in this way. I would say to them that life does get better. It is very sad that people experience violence and bullying, but life does get better, and I'd say not to give up."